Good morning, uncles and aunties. It is my joy to once again be able to bring the Lord's Word to you on this wonderful Sunday. I hope you are well. We thank God for His grace and His mercies in keeping all of us and watching over us. May the Lord continue to be there to watch over us in the weeks and the months ahead. Before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you that you are our God, that you watch over us and you protect us. We pray and ask that you will continue to be with our bilingual brethren, that you will continue to grant them your grace and mercy and strength as they face their own challenges of each day. And may you continue to be close to their hearts. And we pray, dear Father, as we study your word about faith, we pray that we can learn about how we can exercise faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in you. And we ask, dear Father, that you will bless this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The theme for the month of July and August for the bilingual worship message is by faith. And we are going to focus on this idea of how we can apply our faith in our life and in ministry. One of the ways that we can exercise faith in God is by turning to Him as a God who can comfort us in times of need. I think for many of us, we face all kinds of challenges in life. There is problems that we go through and we face difficulties. The Apostle Paul went through his own set of problems and difficulties in life. He was greatly burdened beyond measure. In fact, what he went through was beyond what he could cope with. It went beyond his own strength. He despaired even for his own life. And yet, in the midst of all his difficulties and problems, the Lord was there for him. The Lord was there to comfort him. We all have our own set of difficulties and problems in life. But the Lord can be there for us, and He can comfort us in a very special way that only God can. So there is this reality of God coming alongside us and to comfort us. How do people find comfort? Very often we find comfort through people coming alongside us and being with us. People can come to visit us and to talk to us, or to help us, or to show their concern for us. And when they are with us together, we feel comforted. Yesterday, when I was at Punggol Park, I was walking next to the Punggol Pond, and I saw these two older men sitting at a bench. And as I was walking past them, they were talking to each other. And you can see that they obviously had this sense of bond and friendship, and they were happy being together. And you can see that they were talking about problems. As I walked past, they were talking about COVID-19, and as they spoke to each other, there was this sense, you know, it's very comforting to them to be able to just be with each other and to be able to find a sense of joy being with each other's company. You know, in life, we all need people to be there for us. We need people to help us, to comfort us in times of need. In the same way, God can also comfort us by being there with us, by coming alongside us. You know, for us, we find comfort in perhaps our grandchildren, in good friends, in maybe church friends visiting us. But there is a greater comfort that we can experience, and that is God coming alongside us, comforting us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 3 and 4, it states, "Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation." You know, God will come alongside us to help us. God will be there to help us personally. And this is so wonderful. Can you imagine God coming alongside us to help us, to comfort us? He is our Heavenly Father who loves us, and He comes alongside us to help us. His presence brings a very special sense of comfort to the heart. And this is the reality of God being there with us. Paul exercised faith in this God of all comfort, and he experienced the grace of God, the peace of God. God's peace was there with him in his time of need. The Lord's mercy was there as well. This is a God of great mercy, abundant mercies. And these are things that we can experience with reference to having faith in God. And He can comfort us in all our tribulations. He is a God of all comfort. There is no situation that God cannot comfort us in. Paul went through so much suffering, and yet he was comforted by God. You know, there were people who persecuted him. There were those that wanted to kill him. He was shipwrecked 3 times. He was in the deep ocean for more than a day. Can you imagine being in the ocean, in the deep, and no one there to rescue you? I'm sure he was afraid of sharks, and he must have been very cold. And yet, in the midst of that, God's presence was there. God comforted him. He went through all kinds of perils. There were perils of being robbed, in being in the wilderness. His own countrymen wanted to kill him. They stoned him. He was in prison. In every single situation, God was there to comfort him. God's presence was there. You know, there was a long list of problems that Paul went through, and yet God was there with him for every situation. And perhaps we also may have a long list of problems and difficulties in life. Maybe we have multiple health problems. Maybe we have family or financial problems. Maybe we have spousal problems. And sometimes we can be overwhelmed by all these problems combined together. Can God still comfort us in times like this? And the answer is yes, He can. Not only can He comfort us at points of time, He can continue to comfort us daily. And this is a God that we can turn to on a daily basis to find that comfort and hope and peace. that only God can give. And we can receive this comfort from God. There is the reality of God comforting us. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, it also states that we may be able to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You know, there are reasons behind why God comforts us. And Paul highlights one reason. And that reason is that when we are comforted by God, we can comfort others. The Apostle Paul was comforted by the Lord. And there is a reason behind this, that he can be a source of encouragement, a source of solace for others. Paul was able to help others and encourage them in their times of need. What is personal to us can now be meaningful for others. What we have experienced in terms of God's comfort can now be a source of comfort to others. And we can use the same comfort to be a blessing to others. There was a time when Paul was going through a difficult time. And this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 to 7. It was stated that he and his companions were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts. People were fighting and battling against him. And inside were fears. He was very fearful for his life. There were people coming after him. And it was a very tough time. He must have felt downtrodden. But in this verse, it says that the Lord who comforts the downcast comforted Paul and company through Titus, his fellow servant. So Titus came and brought good news, wonderful news to Paul and company. He brought, you know, news that brought encouragement to Paul. He was able to update them concerning what was happening in the Corinthian church. And so here was Titus. You may imagine Paul being such a great apostle, need not need comforting. And yet, he must have been going through a difficult time. And Titus brought a word of comfort to him. And that's quite amazing. And, you know, Titus was that source of comfort to Paul. And perhaps, you know, we can also comfort each other. Pastors also need comforting. And, you know, we can all comfort each other. We can comfort others through the comfort that God gives. We can help others in their time of need. Maybe we can be an encouragement to our neighbors. We can be an encouragement to our friends. We can be an encouragement to those who may feel down. So there is a reason why God comforts us, that we can be a blessing to others, that we can reach out to others. So there's the reality of God coming alongside us to comfort us. There is also the reason of being able to comfort others. Thirdly, there is the richness of the lessons learned about comfort that can help us endure. You know, what God does through coming alongside us can strengthen us and help us to endure on in life. Paul wrote about his afflictions. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 6. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. The word effective means that these lessons learned can energize us. It can strengthen us. As Paul went through afflictions, there will be lessons learned about comfort. And these lessons would strengthen him to press on. God became so much more real to Paul. You know, when we experience God coming alongside us, God becomes even more real. There was one evening when Paul was in captivity and he was discouraged. And that night, the Lord stood with him specially. The Lord came alongside him and stood with him and encouraged him. And the Lord told him to be of good cheer, that Paul would continue to do the word, the work of ministry, to testify of the Lord, not only in Jerusalem, but also in Rome. And this strengthened Paul's faith. You know, the Lord was there especially for Paul. And because he was there, it strengthened Paul's faith. And he was able to press on. Paul was able to write in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." He was able to give praise to God. You know, he experienced the reality of God. God was there with him, and he was so thankful. He praised God and gave thanks to God. And this was very personal to him. He experienced the reality of God comforting him. He was able to bless the Lord for his grace and his mercy and for the peace he experienced. He was able to have a greater sense of hope in life. And that's what we all need during this difficult time. But in times like this, we must continue to have hope. You know, through times like this, we can learn lessons of God being there with us. And this can strengthen our faith and our hope in God. Through these lessons, we can also identify with others what they are going through. We can tell people we know what they are going through. We can feel with them. These lessons can help us to endure on no matter what challenges we may face. These lessons can work in and through us. These lessons can strengthen us. We have the ability to be able to help others, encourage others. We can speak with greater love and graciousness. And we thank God, we really thank God that God would come alongside us and comfort us. There is that reality of God comforting us. And there's the reason behind God's comfort is that we can comfort others. And there is that richness of learning lessons as God come alongside us that will help us to endure on. God can be very real. His grace can be very real. His strength can be very real. And that can give us the ability to press on in life. And with this, there can be that response of faith in this God of all comfort. You know, we can respond by having faith. We must have that faith as a foundation in our life. You know, faith is an underlying factor for our life. Before we can find that comfort from the Lord, we need faith in our life. We need genuine faith as an underlying factor. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith must become that underlining factor for our life. There must be this genuine faith in the Lord And we can have faith in the Lord as one who is our Father. We can have faith in God as the God of all mercies. It is important for us to check our faith, whether it is real and whether it is personal. Have we come to believe in God? Paul believed in God as his heavenly Father. He believed that God would be there with him in all situations. Have we started believing in God? Have we started following the God of all mercies? You know, I hope you will be able to say that you have started believing in this God. With faith, we can also turn to this God for comfort. And one of the ways that we can do that is to pray. We can cry out to God in prayer. The Lord will come alongside us and He will be there with us. When we pray and cry out to Him, He will be there to help us in a very real and personal way. Our part is to pray and to turn to Him in our times of need. He will not leave us alone. Recently, my mom's health has not been too good. There are moments where she is fine, but there are moments where she is not. And this past week, her health has not been too good. She has been going in and out of hospital. And there were challenging times for me and for Pastor Mark. There was one time when she was in hospital. She was in isolation. And that evening, on that Sunday night, she had a bad fall. And the nurse called me on Sunday evening and said that, you know, Mom fell down. And they don't know whether she had fractures. They could only do the x-ray the next day. And because she was in isolation, it was very tough on us. I could not be with her. And the only thing I could do was to go on my knees to pray for my mom. And you know, God was there to comfort me in that time of need. During the week, it has also been a challenging time. Her weight now is 25 kg. And she seemed to be getting weaker and weaker by the week. And, you know, she is now skin and bones. Her face has shrunken. And, you know, my heart just feels so burdened. Once again, I prayed for my mom and I prayed to God. And God brought a very special sense of comfort that He is in control of everything in life, including my mom's life. And I found tremendous comfort in knowing that God is still in control. In times like this, we can find much comfort from the Lord as we pray to Him, as we entrust our problems and our difficulties to Him. We can also find comfort as we listen to His word, as we take time to remember His word. We can also find comfort as we listen to the messages from the pastors online. We can be comforted as we listen to God's word. I remember when I visited Mr. and Mrs. Tan. There is in their home, and they have a Bible verse that is on a painting in their home. And this Bible verse is about how God is there with them in a very special way. And because of this Bible verse, every day they remember how God is with them and they draw comfort from this verse. You know, it is wonderful to be able to be comforted by the Word of God. We can also be comforted as we listen to Christian music. You know, it can bring a sense of comfort as we take time to listen to Christian songs. My mom loves listening to Christian songs. It was Lee Hong who gave my mom a device that can play Christian songs for hours. And every day after dinner, for about 2 to 3 hours, she would just listen to the songs again and again and again. And that brings a very special sense of comfort. You know, comfort can come through people. For the Apostle Paul, he was comforted by Titus, who brought good news to him. Now, we can also be a source of comfort to others. We can go out and bring a word of comfort to those maybe going through bereavement. When people go through times of a loss of a loved one, we can be there to comfort them. I remember when my father passed away, and many of you came to visit my family and me. And you know, we were comforted by a word that you brought to us, that you are praying for us, that you brought a word from the Bible to encourage us. I remember being so comforted because you were there to be with us. You know, we can be a source of comfort to others. And with this comfort, we can learn to endure through whatever problems we may have. Lessons learned can strengthen us. Our faith can be strengthened. And we can press on in life. This is still a tough time for many people, perhaps financially, and in facing this COVID-19 situation. Although things may be a bit better, but we are not out of the woods yet. There will be challenges ahead. There may be health problems that we may face, but we must not be discouraged or be in despair. We must not give up. We must find that faith in God to press on. God Himself will come alongside us and comfort us and lead us in life. These lessons learned must help us to press on in faith and in life. So, bilingual brethren, perhaps you are going through a tough time. Perhaps you have multiple medical issues. Let's not give up. Let's carry on in life. May the comfort of the Lord strengthen us to press on in life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a God of mercies and a God of all comfort. That when we cry out to you, you will be there with us. You will come alongside us and to encourage our hearts. Your presence will bring a very special sense of comfort to us. And we thank you for that. And we pray, dear Lord, this morning that you will be with all the bilingual brethren, that whatever they are going through in life, whether it is health issues, whether it is family or financial or whatever issues they may have, Lord, you will comfort them. You will come alongside them and help them and strengthen them. And may they be able to find purpose in reaching out to others, to be a source of comfort to others, to be there for those who are going through a tough time. May you use them to be a blessing to others. And may we all be able to find that strength to carry on in life as we learn lessons about hope, about how you are so real and wonderful that we can praise you and glorify you. And as we do these things, you can
strengthen us to carry on. And we pray, dear Father, that you will strengthen all our bilingual brethren, and may they be able to press on in life. We ask for your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.